Hey, everybody. This is episode 118 of the Apex Vaulting Podcast. It's been a while. Super busy indoors. Super busy at the club. Super busy at meets. So I apologize for not having an episode sooner. If you do enjoy the podcast, please make sure you subscribe, share it with a friend. But I have some exciting news today. Today, we have a guest sitting right next to me, Calvin Hartman. Former pole vaulter at Apex Vaulting, has coached at the club. And for those people that maybe have not seen Calvin on the podcast, what do you currently do? What's your gig?
I'm a trainer at DeFranco's gym in East Rutherford. And it's cool because I've worked with so many different types of clients. Like, we have moms and dads at the gym. We have NFL athletes. We have jiu-jitsu athletes, like pretty much every range of client you can imagine.
Yeah. So and we're going to talk a little bit about Calvin's experience going through pole vault. But one of the things that I think is so, so important in pole vaulting, and not enough people talk about it, is strength and conditioning. Obviously, pole vault is a technical event. There's always more technique to work on. But sometimes, even for your technique to improve, you've got to get stronger and faster. And if you don't get stronger and faster, it's going to be hard to improve the technique. I know always at the club, like, I'm always talking about lat strength and getting kids strong enough upper body wise so that they can have, you know, powerful swing up and get a decent push off the top of the pole. I guess what I want to start with, Calvin, and it's like, you know, I want people to know kind of like why you went down the road you went with strength and conditioning and talk about those experiences. But like, you know, in high school, you jumped 14 feet. You know, what did you really do strength and conditioning wise in high school? And what changed once you went to college? And, you know, at the time I was coaching Rand Poe College, went to Rand Poe College, what we did there. And then how you even maybe like, not maybe, how you even have made that training even better, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think we have to back up a little bit first.
Sure, sure.
You remember, so before you had your facility now, you were right in West Milford.
Yeah, we trained outdoors.
And the first summer I was with you, this is before we do the technique that you do now.
Right. It was a little bit different.
But do you remember what you told me after that summer, what I needed to do?
I don't remember what I told you. I remember certain things about your jump, but go ahead.
So I had one of the best takeoffs.
Right? Yes. Yeah. That's what I was just thinking. Yeah.
I would hit takeoff great. But then when it was time to go up the pole, not so good. And you told me I had to do, I wish I remember the actual number, but I think you told me I had to do 100 push-ups and like 50 pull-ups every day, which is a lot.
Yeah.
But I did get like a pull-up bar and I put it in my bathroom. And every time I had to go to the bathroom, I would make myself do pull-ups. And
okay,
I was doing push-ups every day. But to your point, I did jump 14 in high school, but I really didn't know what I was doing training wise, you know?
Right. Well, so it's so funny, right? Like this story, because I, you know, for anybody who's kind of a sports fan, you may know the name Herschel Walker, right? Mm-hmm. So Herschel Walker, running back for the Cowboys, really stud athlete. But you know, in high school, it was kind of like push-ups and pull-ups and running, and that was it. And I think a coach just told him, like, dude, just do push-ups and pull-ups. So he just did them as much as he could, right? Yeah. But it's like, yeah, you're only going to get so far just doing that. And I think that's funny that's I told you, and you just hammered out those reps.
I tried, you know. And yeah. I remember like sneaking into the weight room after school in high school, like, you know, with bodybuilding magazines and trying different routines and stuff. But wasn't really on like a structured program.
Yeah, it was kind of like haphazard.
Right, it was haphazard. I think I graduated high school at like 150 pounds. Like, chin ups at that point, but like, you know, by no means was strong.
Right, and you jumped 14, gripping like 13.9 on a 14.765, if I recall properly.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It wasn't until I got to college where like the strength and conditioning was way more structured, you know, like at least 3 days a week. Mm-hmm. Every week. And that's where I really started to see results as far as strength wise. And then that translated big time into pole vault.
Right.
My junior year, I did a 315 single leg squat with barbell.
Yeah.
On your back, Bulgarian split squat. I was deadlifting like well over, I remember 425, something like that. Mm-hmm. And those numbers really translated to pole vault because it got my grip up. And then my upper body got way stronger, so my push off got much better.
Yeah, because I think you ended up gripping like 14.3, and you ended up on the 15.85, and you jumped 15.9.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, that's a big difference, you know, from what you were doing in high school at a body weight of 150, 13.9 grip, 14.7, 65. Yep. Now, you know, big transition. Because, you know, look, for the people that we're speaking out there too, you know, I know also there's some people that are kind of anti strength and conditioning. I think for one, from a coaching perspective, I think there's a lot of coaches, they're just not familiar with strength and conditioning. And they're worried about like, oh, you know, I don't want my kids getting too bulky. Cause you know, like you think with size, it'll become more difficult to go up the pole. And yes, like I think if you just put on body weight, that's not muscle and that's not applicable to the sport, right? Like you obviously don't want to get fat. You obviously also don't want to look like a bodybuilder. Like if you're just putting on so much muscle mass, that's not usable. It's not functional. I don't think that's good either. But I think if you try to understand strength and conditioning, that's going to create huge progress in athletes. I know, again, too, sometimes people will talk about, well, I know so-and-so who jumps 19 feet and they don't really do these lifts and they don't do that.
Right.
That's great. They might be a very explosive athlete, have some natural ability, but are you jumping 19 feet? Are you jumping the bar that you want to jump? You might have to do something different than that guy that jumps 19 feet, you know?
Yeah. I think it's important to remember too, there are two types of hypertrophy. Mm-hmm. And one of them, if you think about bodybuilders, mm-hmm. how big they get, that's a certain type of hypertrophy. And then you think about like, you know, big, strong strength athletes, like Olympic mm-hmm. lifters, they're also big, but they're not the same type of big that bodybuilders are.
Right.
And the way you train kind of dictates which hypertrophy you'll get. So if mm-hmm. you're always doing just like, you know, pump stuff in the gym and you're always doing high reps, like you're going to get the one type of hypertrophy, like bodybuilder. But if you're doing a lot of strength movements and you keep the reps a little bit lower, and you focus on really getting stronger, it's hard to get so big that it's going to interfere
with, that it's going
to
be counterproductive.
It's going to be counterproductive. Right.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is if you're putting on too much fat, obviously fat doesn't fly. It's not, that's not conducive either.
Right. But the barbell doesn't make you fat.
No.
Pizza makes you fat.
Too much pizza does. Yeah. But it's important to remember that too. So if you train the right way, it's very hard to get too bulky. Which I think is a misconception.
No, 100%. And I think, when I think about, you know, athletes and the different types of training, again, I think it's super important. If you're not looking into strength and conditioning and you're just pole vaulting, you're missing out on an area that could really help produce amazing results. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we got to talking, right? And at Apex, you know, strength and conditioning has always been important. As the club grows, though, we always are looking to provide more value, you know, and even for the people who are not part of our club, they don't live in New Jersey, they don't live in Long Island near the two Apex locations. We're going to be able to help people strength and conditioning wise now, because I spoke to Calvin. And we're developing this virtual option for training. So, I mean, why don't you go into like, how does that work a little bit? And then I want to go deeper into like your knowledge of strength and conditioning and some of your experiences that you're pouring into this app and this virtual option.
Yeah, for sure. So we're going to offer two options. One is going to be a one-on-one service where if you want the complete one-on-one like structured program and
fully customized for your
ability level, you know, there's a full assessment where we're going to look at, you know, some different tests to determine like which way your training should go. It's fully in depth. Everything's completely customized. That's going to be one option. And then we're also going to have more of a general option, which is, it's going to be, we have two programs right now. It's a beginner option and then an intermediate/advanced option. And that's going to be a little bit cheaper, but it's going to be one program that everyone can kind of join. And what's cool about that option is it's not like we're just giving you the program and then, you know, saying good luck with it. you're going to be able to upload videos, and then coaches are going to be able to watch those videos, give you technique feedback. So if you're doing an exercise and you're not sure, you know, if it looks right or how it should look, you can upload a video. We'll overview it, send you back some feedback.
So, I mean, just to add on to what you're saying, what's really awesome about this app, right? It's through Bridge, right? Yes. It's the Bridge app. We're going to have a link on our Instagram. You're going to pop that link. You get an email. You'll sign up. You go on there. If you go with that option that Calvin's describing, it's going to be $29 a month. And you're going to get every workout you need. Plus every workout, every exercise, there's a video that goes along with it that you can watch that explains the exercise. Yeah. And like Calvin's describing, you can upload your own video from your workout and get coaching cues back. So it's almost like a chat option. Like, hey, you know, I tried the Bulgarian split squat that, you know, you mentioned in the podcast that's on my workout program. This is how it felt. You know, this is the video. What do you think? You know, is there something that I'm missing? So yeah. There's going to be a back and forth there between coaches. And I think that's really, really awesome. And for $29 a month, I think that's an amazing, amazing option. You're getting coaching, you're getting the program, and it's just $29 a month. And obviously the program evolves, you know?
Yeah. Yep. Each month is going to be a different phase, and it's going to kind of focus on different things. So mm-hmm. the beginner program is really focused on getting strong. Like that's mm-hmm. the most important thing. If you don't, because pole vault, you need to be strong and explosive. But if you're not strong, you can't really be explosive.
Yeah.
The intermediate / advanced program focuses a little bit. It's still focused on strength and getting you stronger, but also moving a little bit quicker. So. Mm-hmm. Looking back on even my own training, I think that's one of the biggest things that I was missing towards the end is I got very strong. And once you get to a certain point of strength, you need to basically start moving heavy weights fast to kind of mm-hmm. bridge that gap, because pole vault training is like very fast and explosive. And then if you're doing a lot of heavy strength training, that's kind of on the other end of the continuum. Mm-hmm. And you need to kind of do some stuff in the middle to help bridge that gap.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what the intermediate / advanced program offers. But like you said,
right. Well, you know, because last week we were talking a little bit about this, and I just want to dive deeper in this. I agree. You know, again, obviously just doing as many pull-ups and push-ups as you can through high school got you to 14 feet.
Right.
But then we need to evolve, right? And so at the time, the program that I had, very linear progression, it was linear periodization model. We'd start with high reps, like up to 12, all the way down to singles. And it did get you very strong.
Yeah.
But like you said, even by your senior year, we started to see that there was something missing and we needed more of that explosive stuff. And mm-hmm. I think what's really interesting, and, you know, we've talked about this a lot. It's like sometimes people are like, all right, we got to do power cleans, or all right, we got to do this. And sometimes it's like very complicated things, but there's other ways to address those explosive things. And you brought up a client that you're working with right now who's an offensive lineman in the NFL.
Yep.
Maybe could you explain, you know, what his vertical leap was, where you got it now, and what you did to increase that vertical leap? Because look, I think if you can increase your vertical leap, right, whatever it is, you know, let's say you have a 20-inch vertical leap. If you can get that vertical leap to 24, 26, whatever, you're going to run faster, you're going to be able to jump up at takeoff better, and you're going to grip higher, you're going to PR. So that's a great, great indicator of explosive ability is your vertical leap.
Yeah, 100%. So yeah, he came in and his vertical jump was 19.9. And he's a big dude. He's almost 300 pounds.
Yeah, offensive lineman. This is not wide receiver.
Offensive lineman in the NFL. And we test with the jump mat and hands on the hips. So it's like very standardized. It's not, you know, using your arms kind of takes that out of the equation. So
mm-hmm.
day one, jump 19.9, and he's already a pretty strong guy. So
offensive lineman in the NFL, yeah, you got to be strong.
Yes. And basically what I was talking about before is kind of bridging that gap. He's already very strong, so he's kind of on one end of the spectrum. So what we needed to do was basically lift heavy weights faster. So mm-hmm. instead of just getting him more strong, which probably wouldn't have moved the needle very much, we did a lot more, we call them trap bar clean pulls. So I like it much better than a barbell clean. It's a little bit easier on the wrists and everything. And that's an exercise that'll be in the intermediate slash advanced program.
Yeah.
But basically, we did a lot of those. We still lifted fairly heavy to kind of maintain his strength. Mm-hmm. But in 1 month, in 4 weeks, his vertical jump went up 3 inches.
Yeah.
And this is not a beginner either. This isn't a guy who's, you know, training all his life.
High school, college, he's in the NFL. This is an adult male.
Yeah.
I think, especially if you're in high school developing, you could see much bigger gains than that because, I mean, you're a beginner, so you get beginner gains. But yeah, I think stuff like that in the program, you know, is super, super important and something that can add to what you're already doing if you are in a strength conditioning program. And if you're not, this is awesome. You're starting at the best point, I think. And the thing is, just like we're explaining now, this program will continue to evolve over time. Like right now, there's, you know, again, you're going to sign up. It's $29 a month. You're going to choose beginner if you're beginner. If you're not a beginner, you're going to go into that intermediate advanced. But as it goes, we're probably going to add many more levels to this and many options. So it's going to continue to expand, you know?
Yeah.
I just want to go deeper now. So that's $29 a month.
Yep.
This sounds, first of all, to me, super amazing. It's something that I know when I was an athlete or even when I was a young coach. And for coaches out there, I would recommend doing it. If you're going to have your athletes doing something, there is no better way to lead than to lead by example. Right. I think that's one of the big reasons why I still train the way I train and work out is because I want to lead by example. If I'm putting in the work, now I have no issues asking somebody else to put in the work because I'm doing the same thing. And I think for some coaches out there who are, let's say, not very knowledgeable about strength and conditioning or they have limited experience, I think it'd be great, dude, even if you do it for a month, 2 months, and you do the beginner program, if you haven't worked out in a while, I think it'd be a great way to kind of go through this stuff. You have some hands-on experience. So now when your athletes are trying to do strength and conditioning stuff, or if they already are at their high school or college level, now you have a little bit more knowledge. You'll understand what they're going through. Even little things like, oh my gosh, when I did that explosive workout, it was weird. I didn't feel super sore, but almost foggy the next day and whatever. You know, you're going to be able to walk them through that kind of stuff. And so I think it's super valuable. So that's the $29 option. Now, let's say I do that for a few months. Mm-hmm. I'm still hungry. I want more. I want to jump higher.
We have another option.
Right. So how much is the fully customized option? And maybe can you break that down? Like I sign up for it. What's happening the first day?
So the $249 option is completely one-on-one training. So we at DeFranco's, we do one-on-one online training with clients all over the world. We have clients in Germany and Sweden. And it's cool because, you know, we can only work with people obviously in the gym that are local, but the
you
online
Germany to East Rutherford, not an easy
if you want to
commute.
Make a trip, you can. I'll still train you. But basically day one, you'll sign up and we're going to schedule a Zoom call. And that's going to be our assessment. We're going to treat it basically how, you know, if somebody came into the gym, how we would assess you. And we're going to look at how you move. And then that's going to dictate the specific exercises that we're going to pick for you. And then we're also going to do an assessment of jumps. And basically, we're going to determine by doing a couple different types of jumps, if you're more of an explosive athlete and you need more strength work, or if you're more strong and you need more explosive work. And we can determine that by doing two different types of jumps. And basically, we'll do a vertical jump. And then we'll test a pause jump where you're going to pause at the bottom and then jump. And that determines kind of where we need to take the training. But
awesome.
That option is very cool because it's completely customized to you. So you might be doing a program that's similar to the cheaper program, but it's completely based on you and getting you towards your goals. Whereas the other program's a little bit more general. I think it will help everyone.
Right.
But it might be a little bit quicker.
Yeah, this is more narrow.
Yes.
And then now from a week-to-week basis, you know, am I sending you video, email? What's going on?
Yeah, so I'm going to check in with you every week, basically see how your training is going. And through the app, it's very cool. I can kind of see exactly what weights you're doing and, you know, make sure you're progressing. But every week we're going to talk and, you know, we're going to make sure that you're progressing at the rate you should be. You can send me as many technique videos as you want of every exercise. I've actually had online clients send me their entire workout every single week, and I will go through it and watch it and say,
awesome,
you know, this is what you need to work on. This is, you know, this looks good. This doesn't look good, whatever. So it's a much more, intimate experience, and it's really one-on-one coaching.
So now let me ask, right? Because I know, right, there's gonna be people ask. I'm a little skeptical.
Okay.
Does virtual training work?
It does work. It does work. During the pandemic is really when I started doing it with Joe, because we kind of had to. And it was a steep learning curve. Like, we had to figure it out very fast because we had a bunch of clients that we couldn't train in person.
And they wanted to keep training.
They wanted to keep training. So we had to figure it out quickly, you know? It does work. And I've had clients literally, you know, email me and be like, hey, this is as close to in-person training as I've ever had. This is great. I've had clients say that, you know, they were skeptical. I was skeptical about it. Didn't really know what to think, but, it's about as close to in-person coaching as you can get.
And I mean, what are the results like? Are people still getting the results that you see in the gym in person when they're doing the virtual? So like this guy in Germany, you know, like what does that look like, you know, for him?
Absolutely. I think, to be honest with you, I think sometimes the online clients get better results and it's because they have a little bit more skin in the game. Whereas if you're coming into the gym and you're in a big group and, you know, it's easy to kind of think like, you know, whatever, I'm here, like, you know, I'm just training. It gets kind of monotonous.
Yeah, you go through the motions.
When you're in charge of your training a little bit more, which you are, we're taking care of everything for you. Your programming is taken care of, the sets, the reps. I'm going to tell you exactly what to do, but you have to do it. When you come to the gym and I'm watching every single thing you're doing, it's easy to kind of put in the work and while you're there, like kind of go through the motions a little bit. But when you're responsible for doing everything yourself, people tend to have a little bit more skin in the game and push a little bit harder, which is interesting. I didn't really think it would be that way. And not everyone. There are some clients, obviously, who come in and, you know.
Right. No, but I think you offer an interesting perspective, especially for the people that are out there that are intrinsically motivated. They want more out of their training. They want more results. You already have that great piece. Now with this virtual option, no matter where you are, you know, you can now get the best training that you can get, you know? Yeah. And again, you could choose whatever is best for your situation. I'm sure there's going to be even people that will do the 249 option, right? They'll do that for maybe a few months and then go to the $29 option and vice versa, back and forth, right? Depending on what their needs are and what time of year it is and all that kind of stuff. But with these two options, I think for that person that's motivated and they're going to take the time to go to the gym, you know, on their own time, these are some great options because it's that helping hand that will help guide you, right? And it was funny, Chris Allison, I don't know if you remember his name, he's a coach down in Texas. He had a great post, and I'm sure people have heard this story. It's like there's like a big ship and the engine broke down, and every mechanic and engineer that came by couldn't fix it. And some like really old engineer comes in, they hire him. He like looks at the engine, you know, checks things out, takes a hammer out of his bag and just like lightly taps the engine. Boom, thing fires up.
Yeah.
And then he sends a bill, you know, to the company that owns the boat. And it's like $20,000. And like, they're like, yo, dude, like all you did was hit it with a hammer. Why are we paying $20,000? He's like, hitting it with the hammer was $1.
$19,999 was for knowing
the 20 years of experience to knowing where to hit the hammer.
Yeah.
And so that's the thing. Like, if you're that person, you already are motivated, right? Like, you were Calvin in high school. You're like, all right, I'm just going to do as many pull-ups and push-ups as I can. But you don't really have the direction. These virtual options will give you that direction that you need so you get the most out of your training. I mean, going back to your story about this NFL lineman, I mean, how amazing, right? I mean, this is a guy that's been through a high school weight room, been through a college weight room, even a professional weight room, right? He's on an NFL team.
Yeah.
And you are giving him that extra direction that is now leading to a better vertical leap, which is obviously going to help him in his NFL career. It's like, well, you can get that now too. You know, I mean, Calvin now, it's like, again, he's not just working with pole vaulters. He's working with NFL players, wrestlers, jiu-jitsu athletes, all different types of athletes, all different areas of life, and filling all their needs. And the system and the strength and conditioning stuff that he does is very, very robust. I think it's going to really help so many people. I just want to go kind of deeper and like, you go through college, just so people get our idea of like, there's no finish line, right? Like a continual evolution, always trying to get better. Can you maybe explain for people, like, what led you down this path to become a strength and conditioning coach and to go into the areas of training that you've gone into? Like, how did you develop this system, you know, that you currently have?
Yeah. I mean, it's really just about helping whoever comes in the door, you know, mm-hmm. like if it was a bunch of grandmas coming in who had, you know, couldn't move, like I'd try to figure out a way to help them as much as they can. But
right.
I know how much training helped me in high school and especially college. Mm-hmm. And that feeling of like getting better at something and it making a big difference is something that I wanted to give to other people. Like that's what I get satisfaction mm-hmm. out of, is like, you know, helping this NFL guy, you know, increase his vertical and get to his goals and hopefully have a great season this year. And, you know, our high school guys, like seeing them basically do what I did in college, but in high school, giving right. them the knowledge that it took me a long time to figure out, like giving it to them and kind of like you said, like applying that knowledge in a shorter time span. So like they're where I was in college, but now they're in high school and kind of helping people. And I think that's what a coach does, right? Like,
we can accelerate the process.
So wherever I got, like they can get there faster and more streamlined.
Yeah. I think the other thing that, you know, just hearing you talk right now, you know, when your goal, ultimately you boil it down to the most basic thing. And it's, I want to help people, you know, I think that is so huge. And I know for me, that is very important. Like the reason I coach pole vaulting, I want to help people, everyone. Doesn't matter what your PR is, doesn't matter what your goals are. And one of the things that I feel like is such a huge process of training, whether it's just technical in the pole vault or strength and conditioning, is, you know, we're not so complicated. Sometimes, you know, like we overcomplicate things. If you can go through some physical transformations, like you could like grind it out, work hard, physically improve yourself, that gives you the confidence to tackle so many other things in life. And it makes so many other things easier. I was talking to one of the adult clients last night who's, you know, I'm so grateful. He's been training with me over 10 years now. And we were talking about it. And it's like, you know, you go through some workouts, it's like stuff that like people go through every day, like work stuff, life stuff, all of a sudden seem a lot easier.
Yeah.
Cause you have that confidence. Like, and even if something complicated happens in your life, you know, whether it's work, family, whatever, you're like, you know what? No. I figured out this physical puzzle. I can figure out this business puzzle or family puzzle or whatever. And, mm-hmm. and it helps go throughout, you know, everything in life, you know, because if you can find direction to physically transform yourself, because I know it's like, even me, there was a certain point when I was coaching where I was like really out of shape at one point. And I remember looking in the mirror and looking at myself, I'm like, I guess this is it now. Like, I'll never have abs, you know, like, cause I was like, cause I bought into that thing of like getting older now.
Yeah.
I'm getting older.
How old at that point?
I was like maybe 31. Right. It's so crazy now. Yeah. And now I'm 42 and I really like, you know, other than the bags under my eyes, I feel like I'm in the best condition I've ever been, you know? So, you know, figuring out that physical puzzle, and that's enabled me.
Thank goodness you did.
Oh, well, right. No, I'm so thankful. But the thing is too, it's translated also in like growing Apex, you know, it's translated into my family relationships. It's translated into everything. So it's like, I think that's a big step. And again, to bring it back to pole vault, if you're someone that's looking to PR and you're not exploring the strength and conditioning area, you're missing out. There's so much more there, you know? Also, it's going to make the experience more fun. If all you're ever doing is jumping and you're going through the same routine, it's going to get old real fast. This gives you another element to mix into the training, you know, and to keep building off and continue to make improvement, you know?
Yeah. And I think people like pole vaulting is fun.
Yes.
It's fun to do, but to me, the most fun part was trying to improve. Like,
yeah,
okay, how can I get to the next level? Like, okay, what's the next piece of the puzzle to figure out? And strength and conditioning is a big part of that, but there's also an element of getting better at that too. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, hey, my deadlift is here. Well, what if I get it to here? Like, then that's going to help pole vault. But it's also,
right,
you kind of double dip a little bit. You get to see improvements in pole vault, and then you get to see improvements in strength and conditioning.
Right.
Can I jump a little bit higher? Can I, you know, move this weight faster? Am I, can I do more pull-ups? Can I increase my bench press? Like, and all that stuff.
And you start to learn how to measure all these variables that ultimately, yep, like these mini goals help lead to the main goal.
Right.
You know? And I think that's a life skill too. You know, that's a life skill. It's so, so important. I even think about, you know, one of the adult clients that comes in with his daughter. I have an adult client that comes in on Sundays, him and his daughter come in, they do a private lesson, and it's so beautiful. But he, like, you could tell he's a highly successful person. He's a winner, you know, but he's good at measuring variables. Like, we always talk about diet, nutrition, and training and stuff like that. And he sees how all of it works together. You know what I mean? And going back to your point, it's like, yeah, pole vault is fun. And to steal a line from Ed Milet, this entrepreneur, and if you don't know him, look him up. He's great. He goes, you know what's more fun than fun? Winning. And the thing is, measuring those variables, you can get to your win, whatever your win is. Not everybody's going to win the state title. Not everybody's going to be a national champion, but you have that personal win, whether it's at 8 feet, 9 feet, 10 feet, 11 feet, whether it's, you know, cracking 300 pounds in the deadlift, whatever your win is, you can get there. And, you know, we want to help provide that direction. And I think, you know, this virtual option for training is a great option for everybody. And look, even if you don't choose our virtual option, you know, go find some training. There's got to be some option for you that works in your specific area of the world or your situation, but don't miss out on this training portion. Anything else you want to say before we end the podcast, Calvin?
I don't think so, man.
Yeah.
I think we covered it all.
Yeah. Well, thank you for joining me on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Thank you also for helping me get another podcast out. It's been a few months. I'm so sorry. It's been such a busy time of year for me. I'm going to try to get back on the horse and be a little bit more consistent with this. For all of you listening, again, thank you for listening. Please share with someone who would appreciate it and subscribe. And if you ever need anything, please email us at apexvaulting@gmail.com. We would love to help you. See you next time, guys.